This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 2 for Ksuvav's Daf Vav. We're on Vav Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom at Masif Rav Chista. So Rav Chista is going to come to challenge the position of Shmuel. On the top of the page, it was assumed in the Beis Medrash of Rav that Shmuel held that it was usher to have Bir Rishona on Friday night on Shabbos. So we're going to challenge that from the following. Masif Rav Chista, Tinoke Shelo Higi Hazmana. In the Mishnah says, you have a young girl who hasn't yet reached the stage of menstruating. So we're going to speak about 3 categories of girls. One is the one we just mentioned, a tinokes who has yet to reach her zman of menstruating. We don't expect her to be menstruating. She's very young. We have a girl who has reached that age, but has yet to begin menstruating. And then you have a woman who's at the age and has already, she already got her period. So it's going to be matter when it comes to having Bir Rishona, whether we attribute the bleeding to Dam Nida or to Dam Maka, the Dam Maka obviously based on the Chabura of Bir Rishona. So Rav Chista says like this. The Mishnah says, Tinokes shelo higi hazman al harosh, she's the youngest. Rashi, Maseches Nida, about 8 lines down, or 8 lines from the bottom. Maseches Nida, Amar Ema, Sahigi Azmana Laros, Mishe Agiu Yimei Hanu Urim. So this is before the Yimei Hanu Urim. So she's young, she's below Bas Mitzvah. So, and then, but Vini says, when a girl can get married, a father can marry his daughter off when she's young. And so now, based on Bir Rishona, so Beishamai Omrim, Nostim La Arba'a Lelos, we give her 4 nights. What does that mean, 4 nights? So look at Rashi, Nostim Arba'a Lelos, Jechol Domim Shetire Bahem, Machmas Tashush, Machzakina, Lahu Bedam Besulim. We can assume that for 4 nights, it is Dam Besulim, from the first night until after that. Any blood she sees, we assume it's Dam Maka, it's Dam Besulim. Why? So we're going to give her that a significant period of time, because we don't assume that she's going to be seeing Dam Nida because she's not of the age. Uvei Sila Omrim, even more lenient. Atshish Tichya Hamaka. We can, until the wound heals. Rashi, Atshish Tichya Hamaka, 4 lines from the bottom. Kolzman Sheina Mishamesh is below Dam, Lo Chas Hamaka. That means as many times that they had Bia subsequently after Laila Harishonas, we assume the first night, so we assume that is still Dam Basul. If she bleeds each and every time, it could be for a week or two. If she constantly is seeing blood, we continue to attribute it to the Dam Maka of Dam Besulim. That is Basil's position, once again, because why should we attribute it to anything else? To Dam Nida, after all, she is not of age. But let's say she has reached the time, Rashi points out, but Velo Ra'asa, she has at the age, but she hasn't menstruated yet, she hasn't seen any blood yet of Dam Nida, and she gets married. So now we have to be a little more strict in terms of attributing it to Dam Makarim. Dam Makarim is not Mitame, according to Halacha. Dam, technically speaking, which is the letter of the law, with Machmir nowadays, Dam Nida, obviously, we're very strict. Only the first night. Many Rashi says afilu biilos harbe. That's fine. But all the first night we attribute it to Dam Maka, to Dam Besulim. But after that, any bleeding that comes after the first night, we assume it's Dam Nida because she's at the age. Uveisil omrim on Motzei Shabbos arba leilos. Beisil says no. Remember, Beisil was more lenient before. Obviously, has to be less lenient in this case, but more lenient than Rabbi Shammai. So in this case, we give her 4 nights until Motzei Shabbos. Now, what's Motzei Shabbos? Well, we know girls are getting besulos are getting married on Wednesday. So it's you have Wednesday night and Thursday night and Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos, 4 nights. So after that, let's say Sunday night, if they have Bia and she bleeds, you have to assume it's Dam Nida. So now the Gemara says, oh, hold on 1 second. 4 nights, my lab de ilo baal motzi boil, afilu b'Shabbos. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is assuming that if they didn't have Bir Rishona on Wednesday night after the wedding, then they still can have Bir, and not Thursday, etc. And it's not Motzei Shabbos, so they can have Bir even Motzei Shabbos. Because obviously the Gemara is attributing this to Dam Maka. That must be that they're having Bir Rishona that night. Look at Rashi. My love, Hanachar Bar Leilos Ad Motzei Shabbos Diktani Lohachi Tani Lohu. Why do you mention them? The Lo Baal Beilu Gemura. If, unless there was not full penetration on the first night or any nights after that, Motzei Lemival. All right, you so and you continue having Bia V'Chol Damshu Motzei Tamid Baharo Savu Dam Besulim and any any blood that with any haras, any penetration that he has, we assume is going to be dam besulim. V'shamini mina nami demutu levo b'chabura b'shabbos. So you learn two things. First of all, the fact that any subsequent bleeding, even though there may have been bri rishona, there may not have been full penetration, and therefore there may be bleeding that's related to. So you didn't completely rupture the besulim. And therefore, we can attribute it to Damaka for four nights. And add on the fact, you know, you'll see from here as well, that obviously we're allowing that as well on Friday night. Even though, if we're assuming that the hymen was not completely ruptured, so therefore, is there a likelihood that it's going to happen on Shabbos, and that's okay. This is a kash of this mission against Shmuel. So, Amar Rava, lo, levarmi Shabbos. No, this excludes Shabbos. Yeah, until Motzei Shabbos. You get mad on Wednesday, and it's true, you have Wednesday night and Thursday night, but skip Friday night. That we're not allowing, because you're not allowed to have a chabura. And then we allow Motzei Shabbos again. All that we can attribute to Dam Makom. But of course, we're not allowing Bir Rishona. If you're telling me that there's the possibility, a good possibility of bleeding from Dam Makom, we're not allowing that on Friday night. So I'm going to lay a bay of Ahad Motzei Shabbos, Arbol Leilos Ketani. But it says not only until Motzei Shabbos, where you could say maybe it doesn't include Friday night. It says four nights. That's Wednesday, Thursday, obviously Friday, and Motzei Shabbos. So it includes Friday. Ela Marava Kishe Baal. So Rava says, okay, I'll give you an upshot. This is where they already had Bir Rishona on, let's say, Wednesday night. So we're allowing, and we're telling you that we attribute any continuous bleeding that may happen to Dam Makom. And that we're allowing on Friday night. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, oh, let me ask the question first. Ikishabal, Micah Mashmalan. So then what's the Chiddush? If they already had Bir Rishona, what are you trying to tell me? Look at Rashi. Ikshabal, three lines into the thin lines. V'lo asala oro yelon, eleheter dam besulim. And it's not here to teach us anything about Shabbos. It's here to teach us, by the way, that it's dam besulim, and we allow, and we attribute it to dam besulim for four nights. Haidinoka admotei Shabbos maikamashalon. Why do you have to mention until Motzei Shabbos? Listing nostim larbo lelos? Right? Why? Just say, oh, we give a four nights. What is four nights? Four nights means that we can assume for four nights it's still bleeding a little bit from the hymenal bleeding, and it's dam maka, not dam nida. But what do you have to mention until Motzei Shabbos? Isn't until Motzei Shabbos there to tell you that, by the way, we would allow this bia rishona even on a Friday night where there's real bleeding? Al karach mishum bila Shabbos nakala. That's why it was mentioned. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Kamash, I'll tell you, Ikshabal my Kamash Malan, five lines down. Kamash Malan, Deshari Lemival B'Shabbos. It's coming to teach you that you're allowed to have Bia on Friday night. Wait, hold on. Of course you can. She was bleeding. She already bled, meaning the hymen was obviously ruptured on the first night. Okay, then maybe any subsequent bleeding, we can attribute it to that. But we're not assuming that it's going to be there. So what would be the Shaila to have Bia on Friday night? So the Gemara says, "Kedish Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Pirtzah Dechuka, Mutter Li Kanes Ba B'Shabbes, Va'af Al Pisha Meishir Tzuroros." You're allowed to enter a narrow doorway, even though you're going to be breaking off some pebbles on the way in. That is maybe halacha true when it comes to malacha, when it comes to soser, what have you. But obviously, we can understand figuratively what that means as well, and it means the following: Rashi says, "Shemeishir Tzuroros." Meaning there is a likelihood, there's a strong possibility there may be bleeding as well, subsequent bleeding even after the first night upon having Bia once again, and we're allowing that. Why? Because it's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and Davar Sheinu Miskaven is going to be Mutter, and the likelihood is because it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven and it's not a Psik Reisha, and that's the Chiddush of the Gemara over here. That's the way we should understand the Arba Lelos, including Motzei Shabbos, which means it includes Friday night. And Friday night, even though there's a possibility or strong possibility of bleeding, it's not a psik resha. It's only the davar shenliskaven, and therefore it is permitted. Masiv Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is going to challenge. Rav Yosef is, once again, Shmuel, who says you're not allowed to have beer Rishona on Shabbos. So we're going to challenge that from here. Mas Rav Yosef, from the following Mishnah. Chasan Patur, Mikriyashma, Laila HaRishon, Ad Motzei Shabbos, Imloas HaMaise. So Chasan is Patur from Kriyashma, because he won't be able to concentrate, not true Halacha LaMaise today, because it's Gaiva to assume that, only tonight I can't concentrate. But nonetheless, that was the Halacha in the days of the Mishnah. He's Patur from Kriyashma the first night until Motzei Shabbos, Imloas HaMaise. Of course, if he didn't have Bir Rishona, I mean, if he had Bir Rishona, let's say on Wednesday night, so obviously he has to read Kriyat Shema on Thursday night. It means that he didn't have Bir Rishona. So now, what's the issue? So the Gemara says, "My lab de torid de boilim ival." Is it not true that he's preoccupied that he has to have bia? Look at Rashi. My love, hi de patal mi kriyishma, bilei le Shabbos, is mishum de tarad b'mitzvah, de bai l'mival, bo'asim yus batum ena mitzvah. Aha! So because of that, he knows if he hasn't had bia Wednesday night or Thursday night, it comes Friday night. So why is he patal from kriyishma? Because he's tarad, tired after mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the mitzvah he's supposed to do. You see, pretty much beferish in the Mishnah that we're allowing bia rishon. If it was, you didn't have bia rishon in the prior nights, you're allowed to have it on Friday night. And that's why he's patal. Had there been no heter of Bir Rishona on Friday night, we would not have said at all, we would not have said that he's putter from Kriyat Shema on Friday night, because Arba Lelos, etc., until Motzei Shabbos, because there would be no heter to be exempt from Shema if there's no mitzvah of Bir Rishona because of the concern of making a chabura. So the Gemara says again, Ma'alav detarid debari lemival, which is a mitzvah, Amalei Abaye lo, detarid delo boil. No, he's preoccupied the fact that he didn't have bia. I mean, he didn't have bia Wednesday night, and now he's all anxious. Now it's Thursday night, he didn't have bia. Now it's Friday night. No, he's not allowed to have bia tonight. Not allowed, because he's making chabura. Why is he patur from Shema? He's so preoccupied with the fact that he did not have bia. It's mitztayer about that, and he's patur. So, Amar Le Rava, Umishim Terda, patur. You're patur because you're preoccupied. Well, your mind is, you're anxious. Elameata, Tavas Vinasobayam, Hachinami de patur. Tell me, if a person's boat capsized at sea, so he's allowed because he's depressed. He's putter from Kriyat Shema. V'chite mahachinam. And if you want to say maybe it's true, it's not true. V'ama Rabbi Abba Bar Zav Damarav Ovel Chayv B'chol Hamitzvos Amaros B'Torah Chutz Menat Tefillin Shenemar Bahem Peir. An Ovel is Chayv in all mitzvos. We don't say because he's depressed, because he's upset, he's putter from mitzvos. Tefillin is an exception the first day because it says Pe'er, and when Yecheskel's wife was about to pass away, Hashem told him that certain mitzvos will apply to you of Avelis, certain Nihuig Avelis will not apply. One of the things he told him was Pe'er Chachavosh Alecha, you should wear your Pe'er, your glory, but a regular Avel does not. And our halacha today is he doesn't wear Yom Rishon. But either way, you see that an Avel is Chayiv in mitzvos, even though he's tired, even though his mind is preoccupied, he's upset. Elam Arava. So Rava therefore says it is a machlokes tanoim. So what's Rava coming to do? Rava is coming to teach us that indeed that there it is a machlokes tanoim whether or not you are able to have Bir Rishona on Shabbos or not, and we'll continue with this next time.